Welcome to a case study edition of The Drip, brought to you by Glytek. For today's case study deep dive, we're focusing on how Centara Virginia Beach General Hospital overcame, well, a resistance to change and successfully deployed GlyteCone.
Right.
Imagine having a proven, life-saving safety net right in front of you and choosing to walk the tightrope without it anyway. I mean, that was the terrifying reality at SVBGH.
It really was.
So if you are a hospital administrator or clinician with us today, we are dissecting their hard clinical data and connecting it directly to your system-wide economic strategy.
Yeah, that tightrope walk was a huge issue. At SVBGH, physicians were actively choosing to risk hyperglycemia in their patients.
So dangerously high blood sugar.
Exactly. And why did they do it? Because they were terrified of the alternative, which is severe sudden drops in blood sugar or hypoglycemia.
I see.
So they were making this really dangerous clinical trade-off.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, nurses were clinging to their familiar paper insulin protocol.
Just sticking to what they know.
Right. The hospital actually had GluCommander, which is Glytek software available right on the floor.
Yeah.
But its use was entirely optional.
Wait, I need to stop you right there. If an FDA-cleared software like GluCommander is sitting right there on the unit, why on earth was it optional? I mean, isn't allowing that just a liability wearing a lab coat?
Oh, absolutely.
Was the technology just too cumbersome to use, or was this a failure of hospital leadership to actually mandate a standard of care?
Well, it was a classic case of clinical inertia. You know, people stick to what they know, even if what they know is dangerous.
Right.
But leadership eventually realized that allowing optional adoption was actually enabling that inertia.
Right.
So they pivoted.
Good.
They mandated comprehensive education for GluCommander and integrated it directly into Epic.
Which makes perfect sense. Relying on paper protocols for insulin dosing is, well, it's like trying to fly a modern commercial jet using a paper map and a compass.
That's a great way to put it.
The physiological environment of a sick patient is just changing too fast for static manual math.
Exactly. And that brings us to the core mechanism of why this shift was so critical, which is cognitive offloading.
Okay, tell me more about that.
You cannot achieve standardized, safe glycemic management by asking an exhausted nurse to calculate complex insulin dosing on a piece of paper at like 2 in the morning.
Oh, definitely not.
Right. So GluCommander actively uses patient data to dynamically adjust those dosages in real time. It pulls from an algorithm built on 50 billion proprietary data points.
Wow.
It takes the cognitive load of that dangerous math completely off the frontline staff.
And when you remove that decision fatigue, the data really speaks for itself, doesn't it?
It certainly does. Once SVBGH made that shift, the clinical results were massive. They saw a 47% drop in severe hypoglycemia below 40 milligrams per deciliter.
47%? That's huge.
Yeah, and a 37% drop in hypoglycemia below 70. Plus, because the system dynamically adjusts rather than just guessing, they didn't have to trade one risk for another.
Right, they aren't swinging the pendulum too far the other way.
Exactly. They simultaneously reduced hyperglycemia above 300 by 28%.
Now, that drop in adverse events isn't just a clinical victory. For the leaders listening, this translates directly to the hospital's bottom line.
Oh, definitely.
Because when nurses aren't constantly trying to course correct blood sugar spikes, you eliminate a massive source of workflow friction.
Right. When you standardize this and remove the manual math, you stop the constant clinical interruptions.
Makes sense.
AdventHealth saw this exact dynamic play out. They actually cut first-time provider calls by 75% simply by standardizing on the software.
75%, that's incredible. And recovering that much time yields undeniable financial returns. Take Riverside Healthcare, for example.
Right.
By improving their glycemic management workflow, they documented $2.6 million in avoided costs. I mean, that is a staggering 467% ROI.
That's amazing.
Yeah, alongside a 3.1 8-day reduction in average length of stay.
The length of stay metric alone really justifies the transition. But there's an even bigger enterprise risk looming for systems that don't modernize.
You mean the CEMA ECQM mandate?
Yes, exactly.
For the executives listening, this is critical. If your hospital isn't electronically reporting these specific electronic clinical quality measures for severe hypoglycemia and hyperglycemia, you literally forfeit 25% of your annual Medicare payment update.
It's a massive penalty.
Do I have to ask, with that kind of financial penalty on the line, how can a CFO realistically defend using a homegrown spreadsheet calculator?
Well, they really can't. A homegrown tool doesn't just lack a 20-year safety record with zero recalls.
Right.
It also lacks the dynamic data processing required to actually improve those CMS outcomes. Plus, Glytek structures this through a value-based partnership.
Meaning they tie their success to your actual outcomes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Structurally bounds your financial downside. Relying on unvalidated static tools when CMS is actively measuring and penalizing your outcomes is a massive enterprise risk.
So transitioning from data to execution, what's the actionable takeaway here? SBBGH succeeded because they didn't just buy a software license.
Yeah, they didn't.
They mandated the education. They embedded the tool directly into the EHR so nurses never had to leave the patient chart. And they built localized super users to support staff right on the floor.
Right. The real lesson is that true system-wide buy-in requires giving your clinicians a reliable system they can trust. It effectively moves that cognitive burden off the bedside nurse and onto the platform.
Which leaves you with a final question to ponder. If your health system is still relying on manual calculations for the second most dangerous drug in the hospital, what does that communicate to your frontline staff about how you value their license, their sanity, and their time?
That is a very powerful question to end on.
Thanks for joining us today on The Drip, a Gliola's podcast production. For the full white papers and case studies discussed today, visit glilatech.com.